Welcome to the Organic MD podcast with Dr. Damon Miller. This is Carlisle Koesch. How are you doing today, Dr. Miller?
Well, thank you, Carlisle. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well today.
Excellent.
It's good. It's a nice day outside, starting to get cold actually here. We might actually be having a hard freeze. I worry about my banana tree.
Oh.
But don't worry. The banana tree will be okay. No banana trees have to die for us to make this podcast.
Good, good. I worry. I'm going to worry now about the banana tree.
Okay. Okay. We'll send it prayers. Yes. Yeah. So this is the second in a series of podcasts that we're doing talking about the MicroStim microcurrent stimulator. And today I wanted to talk about a use for this technology that, again, may not be all that common, but it's been well documented in peer-reviewed literature, and I think it's worth it. It helps explain some of the things that the microcurrent stimulation technology can do. So we're going to be talking about the use of this technology in dealing with the pain and discomfort that come with chronic non-healing wounds. So where might you see chronic non-healing wounds? We're going to talk about three things, and they're all rather similar. So in diabetes, people with, you know, advanced diabetes, they get poor circulation. That's most of the secondary complications of diabetes, in fact, are due to poor circulation here and there. Poor circulation in the vessels of the kidney cause kidney problems. Poor circulation in the vessels of the heart cause heart problems. But poor circulation in the distal circulation, especially in the legs and feet, can lead to the formation of wounds that don't heal well. They nick themselves. Usually it starts with they get a bruise or they get a cut or something, and it just doesn't heal, and it forms a sort of ulcer and non-healing wound. The same thing you can see in vascular problems for other reasons. Somebody has advanced atherosclerotic disease that's affecting the vessels in their legs, and they can get the same thing. They can get non-healing wounds due to the poor circulation. And
I've seen it a lot in my work in hospice. If a person had things going on, including diabetes, and their body is weakened as well. So the whole system is kind of more compromised, and the pain and discomfort from those is sometimes overwhelming for people.
And then
really curious.
The other thing that, I'll just throw in here, which it can also be a problem, is what are called pressure ulcers. In other words, who've been paralyzed or who are so sick that they're just kind of stuck in bed and they're not being moved properly, moved around, and they lay too long in one position and they get a stress or a pressure ulcer. And then those are very slow to heal. And can actually, I mean, in my medical training, I saw a number of people, you know, working as an intern where they weren't my patients, but people that the sort of thing that brought them down, that ended their life, were bad pressure ulcers they'd gotten in a nursing home or something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't take. It's amazing how little it takes for them to start, and how hard it is to resolve them.
Right, so. And so if you know, stay tuned, because in just a minute we're going to be talking about how this can help with those. And the final kind of chronic wound, which is a little rare, but this is such a great technology that it's just, we need to mention it here. And that's the non-healing wounds that come if you've been bitten by a brown recluse spider. Now, the brown recluse spider is found pretty much all over the United States. They tend to be in, you know, leaves by the house, wood piles, debris. They're small, hard to see. They have a little violin on their back. And they don't hurt when they bite you usually, but they inject a venom. And that venom causes a sort of little local area where circulation shuts down, the tissue becomes necrotic, and those can take months to heal without any kind of proper intervention, and can actually require surgery to, you know, debride the area and really help them get rid of that non-healing skin and do skin grafts and things. So it can be a mess. Brown recluse spider bites can be a mess. So where does microcurrent stimulation play into all of this? Well, all of these things are painful. And microcurrent stimulation is a great, great therapy to help deal with the pain while other things are being done to heal these injuries. But there's some data that the microcurrent stimulation may actually contribute to the healing itself. And there have been studies that show that, especially in the lower extremities, the application of microcurrent stimulation leads to improved and increased circulation in the area that's treated. The application of microcurrent stimulation has been shown to increase the production of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is basically the fuel that powers your cells. So the fuels, the cells have more energy and more gas, basically, to do the work that's needed for healing. So the microcurrent stimulation probably helps with that. And there have actually been studies, especially when you talk about these common things like the diabetic pressure ulcers, that show accelerated healing and improved healing, meaning healing happens faster, better, more completely if microcurrent stimulation is included as one of the therapies in trying to address these injuries. So, you know, these are common things. Waiting just for the body to heal them often is enough, but because they have all of these things that we've mentioned, the pressure ulcers, ischemic ulcers, diabetic ulcers, ulcers related to brown recluse spider bites, all those things have the potential to get secondarily infected, really kind of spiral out of control and cause a lot of secondary problems. So you want to throw at these things every safe therapy you can think of to really try and speed up the healing and keep the person comfortable without drugs and surgery while you're doing it.
So, do things like being mindful of diet and other things like that also help alongside the microcurrent? So if you're doing, what would be the other things you might do in addition?
Well, no, that's, yeah, that, everything that you can do to make you healthier is going to help with healing. And so, you know, the kinds of nutrition that you need to rebuild muscles, skin, connective tissue, if you're trying to heal an ulcer, you need adequate protein that's of high quality, and you need to take away garbage out of the diet that might be causing your body to react. So a lot of people do better with a little more protein in their diet and a healthier diet full of fruits and vegetables and fibers. And then obviously, you know, if you're capable, simple exercise, moving around, walking and things, that helps improve the circulation. There are therapies when you have these kinds of non-healing wounds, there's often a lot of congestion in the lymph system. And so therapies that improve lymph flow, everything from just walking to lymphatic massage therapy to vibrating plates. You see those in physical therapy offices where you stand on a plate and it vibrates and that moves the lymph, to special LymphStar and different machines that use different energies to mobilize and liquefy lymph so it can be moved along. And then also there are certain homeopathics and things that help with lymph. So all of those things are important to tend to as well. But the piece that can really add a lot, if you have access to it, is the microcurrent stimulation. And the nice thing about the microstim unit is it's a very high quality unit. I don't know of anything out there that's portable that's better. And it's quite affordable.
Yeah.
And so because you really need to be doing these therapies almost two or three times a day, virtually 6 days a week, 5 days a week, it's just unworkable to be running into a therapist's office multiple times a day, every day of the week. It's just impossible to do, but it also becomes incredibly expensive. So, you know, we do this. And so if you have trouble with these things and you feel like you're not quite sure what to do, you can contact us. We can either put you in touch with a practitioner near you, or we can work with you from a distance, get you a microcurrent machine, get you going with the proper protocol, and help you.
Excellent.
That's what we're here for.
That's a good thing to be here for.
It is. Thank you. Okay. Well, I think that's all I have to say about help for chronic wounds.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Miller.
Okay, thanks, Carlisle. We'll be back soon.